Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 165. In this show, we're going to do a review of a well-known YouTube influencer and course creator, a fellow Brit, a guy called Ed Lawrence. And he recently has produced a video, The New Way to Make 1 Million from Your YouTube Using AI. And I've got some views about this. I know Kirk's got some views about this. It should be a great show. But first, Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers? Oh, I can't hear you.
My name is Kurt Von Annen. I own an agency called Manana Nomas. I also work directly with the great team over at WP Tonic.
And I'm the founder of WP Tonic, where we host, we consult, and we can build your membership websites on one of the most powerful and flexible platforms out there, WordPress. So, like I say, we're going to be talking about Ed Lawrence. He's really well known. He's built a number of very profitable courses. He basically trains people how to utilize YouTube. Should be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potato, I've got a message from one of our sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Want to point out, we've got a great, very inexpensive course done by Kurt himself that shows you how to build your membership or community website on WordPress, plus some special deals from the sponsors, plus a load of other stuff. You can get all these free goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into it. So why did I choose this subject, Kurt? I think Ed has been really successful. I've watched a number of his videos. When it comes to the actual training, utilizing YouTube and making videos that can generate an audience, I think he does provide some value, and he has been successful himself. He lives in Dubai. I have some qualms about some of the things he says, but I also think what this video was really about, apart from marketing his own platform, is I do see in the next couple years that AI, at the present moment, we have different AI learning management system platforms that can write out an outline for a particular course or for a particular lesson, and some other a chatbot and some other features. But I really do see it becoming where you will build an educational experience using AI. But what do you think? What do you think about the video and what I've just outlined?
Well, like a lot of these videos, Jonathan, I do see a grain of truth, yeah, a tiny little grain of truth. And then I see what I consider, I mean, do I want to call this guy a grifter publicly on the air? I guess I just did. you know, with a just willful expansion from that grain of truth into to what I consider a land of make-believe. And I should be clear, maybe it's not a land of make-believe for this gentleman. Maybe he is wealthy. Maybe he did experience success. Maybe he does have...
Oh, yeah, I think he has been successful, but I do agree with you to some extent.
But the way he portrays the content is, hey, just do what I did, and pretty soon you'll be swimming in money. And that's just not the way this system works.
No, I think he takes on clients that are a bit further on their journey anyway. I think the problem with this is that we won't name the client. It's one of your clients that is doing reasonably well. But you said to me, they just launched, with your help, a membership business.
Yeah.
And they've been getting clients.
Yeah.
They've been getting students. But they're disappointed by the amount of students they're getting. But they've just launched, haven't they? But well, they're getting quite a few students, aren't they?
So here's where you and I, you know, live in a different world than most people. Because people are seeing content like this gentleman creates, right? And so they come in with a layer of expectations that are beyond reality. Yeah. And so if you're not prepared to, you know, lay out some paid ads, if you're not prepared to constantly evaluate your search engine optimization, if you're not prepared to constantly, you know, A/B test your headings and your calls to action and look at some kind of a like in WordPress, we use conversion bridge for some things. Like, but if you're not willing to do the work to examine your pathway to conversion from your existing audience, you're not going to grow. This, you know, it's not the platform. It's not the magic widget. It doesn't matter whether you're on Kajabi, you know, school or WordPress. If you're creating some kind of learning content and you're trying to sell, you know, your information, you have to do the work to sell it. And when you mentioned this particular client, she wasn't happy. She wasn't happy that it took so long to get clients. She wasn't so happy that when she started to get clients, it didn't come in at the volume she had expected. But she believed a lot of the hype that was like, make a quality course, launch it, and sit back and count the money. And that's just not reality.
No, you need a sizable, if you're going to do like $1 million or something, you need a sizable audience and you need a sizable reputation and yeah, you need a sizable audience that is influenced by you. But when you're starting out, you wouldn't be able to cope with it anyway if it did happen. But what he outlines is like the cheaper course level. I would always suggest that somebody start at the cheaper level just to get their first batch of students and use that course as a learning exercise.
Yeah.
Which then can be converted into a low price trigger, marketing trigger, to help assist you in building up your email list, which you should be doing, and then build the next course, which will be more expensive, and you will have some experience and some input from the first student. But but the course that you've built for this lady, I think you said she's got like 20, 30, 40 students in it.
She's doing well.
And it's not too complicated, is it, to get 40 students into your system, is it?
Well, and this is what I explain to customers. You know, for me, there's like a point where when you break through 10 paying students, there seems to be a magic with the number 10. You break through to 10 paying students, not friends and family, but paying students. There seems to be like a magic key that unlocks some kind of momentum that comes with that. And then I think the next hurdle, quite honestly, is still really low. It's 25. You get to those 25 paying students, and then it seems to be 50, then 100. So it seems like It seems like a doubling, redoubling effort. But when you get to 100, it seems like all of a sudden there's enough momentum, enough energy, enough revenue, right? Maybe try a paid ad, try, you know, tweak some things here or there, get your mail list working for you, get some testimonials, things start to come together. And it seems like the jump from 25 to 50 is the same as the jump from 100 to 1,000, right? And then once you get over 1,000 users, and Jonathan, I think you can kind of back me up on this. Do you want more than 1,000 users? Like, there's work involved with that. You know, you've got, now you've got support, you've got, you know, password resets, you've got database and hosting upgrades you've got to look at. You know, there's things to play with when you get into a high volume like that. But just getting started, I think getting 10, then 25, then 50, then 100, those are all milestones that people should celebrate along the way.
Yeah, I think also when you're growing, and it's an area where Ed touches as well, is around support, because I it doesn't really matter when you're initially building out or trying to build your business, your membership business, support only really becomes difficult when, you know, you got like 500 or 1,000 people. But that's where AI can help, because he was pointing out, because like I say, I had very mixed feelings about this video from Ed, because I thought there was some gems of truth and knowledge there. But I do also, I think he was really talking about his position and the people that he now mixes with. And it's all heady stuff, you know, they're all living in Dubai and they're all not paying any tax and they're all doing extremely well. And good luck to them. But support, he pointed out that a lot of people, they're embarrassed to ask the questions from support. And then you get another group that are too busy and they don't use the course. Mm-hmm. And then it's like only a third generate almost all the support tickets
for
people. And I found that at WP Tonic, that there's a whole bulk of people and they can renew for year after year and we only occasionally hear from them. And then there's another group of people that we have to provide. But I think that's the same with all types of business, service businesses, is it's a very small group that tends to need a lot of support. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's 100%. I don't think it's like 20%. I think it's more like 4 or 5%. Like even in the automotive industry, you know, your sales department could sell 1,000 cars in a year, but you know, you only regularly see certain service customers. Like, you know, when you run a service department and Bob walks in and you know Bob, right? Like when you know your customers by name, there's only like 150 or 200 of those, you know? And so, and I find the same thing at Manana Nomas. I do some of the support work with Lifter LMS. It's the same with Lifter. It's, you know, the same and similar names, you know, coming up for support or questions or pre-sales questions, right? A lot of folks will ask pre-sales questions before they buy, you know, an exclusive plugin like that. And there's some people, 5, 6, 7 different support requests before they make the purchase. And then there's other people you never hear from. They buy the plugin, you never hear from them at all.
No. So this is the way I see it, folks, is that you build an initial course. It has to really appeal to a specific pain that your niche target audience can respond to. And you offer early bird special offer on that. You have a landing page. You do through YouTube videos, social media, short video, all the things that we've discussed in this show. You market that early bird offer, right? And then you get a small group of students in and you observe them going through it. you ask to have a personal Zoom with them. You find out what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it. And based on that, Ed is talking about, because Ed Lawrence, he's all-embracing course that he offers. When you watch his videos and you click the link and you go to his website, you can't sign up for it on the website. You can go on a waiting list, and then you are going to have a salesperson from his team. You fill in a form to pre-identify you, that if you're suitable and you've got the financial ability to pay the course, because the course is around $10,000, and you're going to get a sales individual ringing. If you, by their screening system, they identify you as a suitable prospect, you're going to get a salesperson to finish the deal, basically. And that's with somebody who's in his last YouTube channel had half a million subscribers on his YouTube channel. But what is possible is your next course probably will be slightly under $500, and then the next course can be a couple thousand, and then from that, from the people that bought the couple $1,000 course, you can probably offer additional services like one-to-one coaching, group coaching, all the things that we've talked in various episodes. So I think it is totally possible, but the problem with Ed and people like Ed is they're pushing this dream, aren't they? That, but you can still, I feel like if you find the right niche, you can still do quite good in the e-learning space, even in 2026. But you just got to be a bit more realistic. What do you think?
Well, I don't think e-learning is going away. If anything, it's just going to continue to grow, and it's going to morph, and it's going to represent itself in different ways. The things I take issue with is when one of these grifters opens up a video with, I made $96,000 in 40 minutes, right? People see that and they watch it and they start to drink. We know people like this, Jonathan, that fall for that kind of catchphrase. And then immediately he goes into, what's the problem with courses? How come courses don't work anymore? Well, when someone asks the rhetorical question like that and phrases it that way, the assumption is that courses don't work. And you and I are in a space where we see courses work again and again and again. So having a course and a membership website is a logical way to grow a business online. So when someone starts a video that says, I made $96,000 in 40 minutes and courses don't work anymore, let me tell you why. That to me is a totally false premise. Because then he goes on for the rest of the video and talks about how he's made this. He doesn't call it a SaaS platform. He calls it an operating system, but you and I would call it a SaaS platform. So he made the SaaS platform that is centered around a course that he says he spent 4 years making. So obviously courses do work because it's the centerpiece of his product, on his operating system,
it's all very contradictory, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's why I get, I don't want to say angry. Angry is not the right word. I just don't have a lot of faith.
You get tired of it, don't you?
I get exhausted by it quickly. And I think part of the reason I get exhausted with it quickly is because from an agency perspective, we get to see firsthand the damage this type of propaganda creates. We end up with clients that think they're going to wave a magic wand, have a course made in a week, their website's going to have 1,000 users and everyone's going to pay them, $1,500 a piece. And they've done the math already in their heads, and they've already, put a second mortgage on the house because they're going to buy land in Tuscany. It's like, that's just not reality, folks. You got to get back to reality. When you look at people like this, he has 125,000 subscribers on this particular channel. And you said he had 500,000 on a different channel. He's got bank. Like, so when I say he's got bank, I mean, he's got a functioning mail list to sell to. He has an audience.
Oh, and he's got a whole team behind him.
That's the magic. The vehicle that he is advertising is not the magic. The magic is his network. It's kind of like in the speaking categories when Russell Brunson and Tony, what's his face? And I can't remember the other guy's name now either. They all got together and they were going to pick the best speaker. They were having like a speaker stage contest and hundreds of people applied to be the best speaker in the country. And the best speaker was going to get to talk with Tony Robbins around the country. Well, of course, that's immediate success for whoever wins that contest because they're immediately being injected into Tony Robbins' mail list. They're being injected into Russell Brunson's mail list. They're being promoted by that group. If I was to buy an exclusive VIP membership with Ed and get access to his 125,000 member mail list and endorsed by Ed, I would see success in whatever platform I chose to use as well. Because it's a numbers game. A certain number of people would make a purchase.
Spot on. I've got some other observations and advice, and I'm sure that Kirk has as well. I thought we'd just have a bit of a more free-form discussion in this particular
episode. I'm really interested in talking about his pricing models.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good place for us to have our middle break, folks. We will be back in a few moments.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Coming back, folks, I want also to point out another great free resource, and that's the WP Tonic newsletter. Do it every week. Normally based, add a bit more information. He's going to cough a little bit. Information. Based on one of these podcasts, plus a curated list of stories that have come on my radar that I think would be of interest to you. I do it all myself. And you just go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter, wp-tonic.com/newsletter, and it'll be in your inbox every Tuesday. What I think is, let's go over to what you wanted to say about pricing. Oh, you're muted still.
I'm sorry. I have this coughing fit from these allergies or whatever it is, and I keep muting myself. His pricing, the way that he described the pricing, that part actually made a lot of sense, Jonathan.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
He talked about, hey, you want to sell these courses for $49 right now. How many people would you have to sell? How many people would you have to attract at $49? And then how would you provide support to that number of people that you would need to supply the revenue that you're looking for from your project? That totally made sense. And then he jumped the shark and he went to a higher ticket item. And he said, well, the problem with high ticket items, and I think he was talking about the $5,000
range. 5,000 plus.
Yeah, he said the problem with high ticket sales is that, you know, you need a sales team, you need a closer, you need a sales pipeline manager, moderator, whatever you need. Like, he made it out to be this big giant thing to sell these $5,000 packages. Is there more effort or a longer pipeline in selling a big ticket item? Absolutely. Are there different levels of support? Absolutely. Depending on the niche that you're in and the people group that you're working with. I totally get that. So I kind of appreciated when he kind of settled on that $2,000 sweet spot range. I actually work a lot in the $1,500 range. And so I was like, okay, $1,500, $2,000, it's kind of ballparking it like that. That's good. And I find that that's a great compromise between, like, you need a certain amount of revenue. You don't necessarily want to entertain 1,000 people at a time, right? And you don't want a giant pipeline either.
It ain't going to happen, basically. Look, folks, this is how it works, folks. Like I say, you do a low price course to learn how to get the thing set up. You identify your niche. You do your small course. You get your first batch of students. You learn. You build your next course. And what you're building is to get around this 2,000 course. But the truth of it is, it's going to take a little bit of time. And even if you've got the money for the next step, you still need to go through this step of spending a bit of time on the low price course that gets your first batch of students in. Nobody's going to give you $499. Nobody's going to be giving you $1,997. It's just, unless you have built a sizable audience and you've built a lot of trust, right, with that audience, nobody's going to do it, right? But you can get your first batch in on a discounted price and then use that course as your main lead magnet. And then you can build your next one up. But what you're really going to be doing is, if you've got a bit of money or you're building up a bit of money, is you're going to have to go into paid advertisement. It's to get that $197, and unless you have built up a really nice newsletter list, and really your paid advertising should be about using your low price offering, your low price course, as a trigger to get people to sign up to your newsletter. And then you market your slightly under 2,000 calls through your email marketing, right? But you really got to get to the stage where you can use paid advertising, PPC through Google or Facebook advertising. And it's going to be cheaper to get people to webinars. And then try and convert them. I'm not talking about all this business about evergreen webinars. I'm talking about live webinars when you turn up and you offer the free course or inexpensive course, and you're really using live webinars to get these people to sign up to your newsletter list. And then you can attempt to build, because it's well known, it's much easier to sell something to somebody that's already bought something from you, folks. What do you think of what I've just outlined, Kurt?
I kind of agree with you. I'm more of the organic kind of pace myself. I don't like the paid advertising or pay-per-click advertising until I have really good, solid feedback and traffic in my project.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's but I think I'm a little more conservative than you, even. Like when I'm dealing with clients' projects, I don't want them to invest in pay-per-click advertising and get goose egg for return. So I'm always worried about that because I want the feedback.
Well, I think using it to drive them to a webinar is a good start.
Yeah,
and if they've proven, that's why finding the niche and then having a short course and having some success proves that there are people interested in what you're offering.
Yeah.
And then I would probably go with Facebook, really, if it's webinars. And we can help you with all this at WP Tonic, folks. We can consult with you about the webinar, and we have other partners that can help with paid advertising as well. You don't want to touch any of this until, even if you've got the budget, you just don't want to do it, folks. You've got to work out your offer. You've got to work out, there's a lot of spins to work out, folks, and a lot of people, and we can't, you know, you can give us all the money you like, but really you need to do this prior work to really guarantee that paid advertisement is going to work. But like the client that we spoke that you've got, you know, I wouldn't argue with her that she should be using paid advertising, even though she's in a rush. I think she needs to get another 50 to 100 students through the system. And I think another area that Ed really focused on, which had a lot of truth on it, and I think you can talk about this, is about getting testimonials. About having a process of getting testimonials from these first batch of students and then having a methodical focus about when you get the other batch of students coming in to your course, is having a kind of religious zest about getting testimonials, video testimonials, written, whatever you... But having a religious focus about it, what do you reckon?
It can be the hardest thing, but it's one of the most important things. And I don't know why it's like pulling teeth to get video testimonials. But when you ask someone, hey, could you send me a video testimonial? You got to do better than that. You got to say, well, let's jump on a Zoom and I'll ask you a couple questions real quick and we'll get it. Or, hey, could you send it over in 10 minutes? Like, if you try to say, get it to me next week or 2 weeks, you'll never see it. You will never see it. And then it puts you in a position of like groveling and begging when you got to go back and ask again. So the testimonials are huge. A written testimonial's great. I get a bunch of those on LinkedIn and I use them all over the place. I reprint them and republish them all over the place. But video testimonials, man, that is like gold, and they can be some of the hardest things to get your hands on.
Yeah, but they're pure gold, folks. They really are. And then, you know, sorting out your website in marketing terms about really refining the niche message, having that message reinforced on your offer page for your different course levels, you know, having a really good lead magnet, all these things, they all have to be sorted out and be rock solid before you start spending money on paid advertisement. So I would never, unless a client really had a very strong following, they were in a rush, they had prior marketing, online marketing experience, and they had the budget and they knew what they were getting into, I would never advise anybody to do paid advertisement. But on the other hand, I think it does really accelerate the process at the right moment. It will mean that, I'll put it this way, folks, you might have got it up to 40, 50,000. You might got it up to 60, 70,000. That's probably not enough to hire somebody to help you, you know, even offshore. You need to get it up to the next stage, right? You've proven the concept. You've got all the things that we've talked about. If you can, you know, it is going to accelerate the process, paid advertisement, but if you don't get everything else sorted, it's just going to be wasted money. It ain't going to solve a course that doesn't really work. The other thing is another thing where a lot of people don't concentrate, it doesn't really matter at the start, but when you're getting a flow of new students, is a lot of people have a leaky bucket, basically. They have students coming in, but they've got a load of students leaving as well. That's deadly. So a lot of people concentrate on the marketing and getting new students in, blah, blah, blah. But they're not dealing with the students that are ditching, are they, Kirk?
No. I kind of want to drive back to the paid advertising and the pricing. Do you think that there's some kind of magic combination of like the magic price that works well with pay-per-click advertising? I remember before you were talking about the $247 level for course pricing. Are you still kind of like in that space? Like you need to get that level before it's worth it?
It depends on the niche. The reason why I'm talking it, I'm not a Facebook marketing expert, folks, but I am a member of one of the top training providers in the area, and I almost every week join his group, and I've been doing that for over a year, and that's John Loomer and John Loomer's Facebook Power Academy, and John Loomer's been in this space. I've interviewed him. I might ask him to come back on this show. But he's well known as being one of the top incredible Facebook. He really aims his training, not exclusively. He does have individual entrepreneurs or companies part of his group, but a lot of the people that are members have their own Facebook agencies. So it's a mixed crowd, but I would say 2/3 of it are people running individually, or they're running a multi-person agency where they're specialising in paid advertisement with an emphasis on Facebook, right? And, yeah, it's just really insightful. But I think... Really, you can only start that money if it depends on how competitive, but it has got a lot more expensive. So I really think that there are different rates for different outcomes. I think driving them to a webinar, if you're under 500, is really quite possible, and then attempt and get their email and then try and convert them to a 497, and then build that up, and then when you got your $2,000 course, then you got a bit of money, you can really start to use paid advertisement to really, that's the moment where it really kicks in, Kurt.
Gotcha.
It has become more competitive, like everything, but everything has. I wish I knew what I know now 10 years ago, and I just wished, but it is what it is. But because it was so much easier to get audiences and to get, and basically it was just a lot more. I actually listened to one of Chris Badger's old interviews where he was interviewing Paul Tobey. We know, what's his son's name? That's got Groundhog.
Adrian.
We both know Adrian Tobey. And his dad was, they were based in Toronto. And, well, they are based in Toronto. I think Paul is a trained jazz musician, and he's got a reasonably successful YouTube channel where he does videos about playing jazz, the piano. And Toby, his son, has a successful WordPress-based business. But he was being interviewed by Chris Badger, the co-owner of Lifter LMS, folks. And he was talking that his jazz career ended around the 2000, around 9/11, he had a recording contract, and the recording company went under, and him and his wife were under financial stress, and they lost their house. And he got into online marketing, but they were selling courses. He was selling marketing training courses in Toronto, and they had webinars, but they were actually physical webinars. They promoted it through, and of course, I don't know what the size city Toronto is, but it's quite a large city. So, and I think he was highly successful, wasn't he, in selling courses? And but he said he couldn't do that now. It's just got too difficult. But I think you can still have success. But these are very general courses around digital marketing. But he said it's just got a lot more complicated. That's the other factor, folks. You've got to resist getting too complicated. It's really quite easy to allow people to sell you very complicated marketing setups, automations. You've got to try and slim this down and keep it as simple as possible to get the result, you're looking for. But it's really quite easy just to get sucked in to complexity just for the sake of complexity. What do you reckon?
Well, I can't agree more. From the client perspective, right? When we're talking to clients, people with no following, no paying students, you know, barely have a course finished, you know, ready to upload. They're instantly wanting to automate things, right? They want to automate emails and funnels and hey, I get it. It's cool to have that stuff. But what's interesting is go talk to an established plugin provider with 10,000 users, right? Go talk to a corporate entity. Like, you know, I used to work for Suzuki. I used to work for Ducati, places like that. These giant businesses don't run on that type of automation. Like somehow or another, we've poisoned ourselves to think we'll never be able to find success or scale if we don't have these bells and whistles. I can't stress enough, just get started. Just get started. You can manually, you know, does Lifter LMS automatically provide certificates if you build them? Absolutely, it does. But let's just say you didn't get to that yet. Sell the course. Get people into the course. You can always manually award them a certificate if you need to, if God forbid they finish the class before you get their certificates published. There's always a way to forge forward with simplicity. And again, simple makes it easy to communicate, makes it easier to get people into, makes it easier to start growing that audience. And once that audience starts to grow and scale, you can add these layers of complexity or fancy things in your website. You know, you want a carousel instead of a static picture or whatever. Do that later. Get the thing launched, get some people in, and you can always go back and dress things up or modify something or build an automation once you're busy enough. But to build automations for the sake of building automations that don't have any customer flow yet is really a waste of time and money.
Yeah, it's basically doing automation, doing all the things that Kirk's outlined at the right time. You can't do everything, folks. You just burn out, or it's going to cost you a lot of money. But there are things you've got to get right, because it will mean that you just won't progress to the next stage. But it's stages, folks. It's concentrating every business is like this, folks. You know, if they're bootstrapped, they haven't, you know, they just haven't got the financial resources to do everything that any business, even the most established business, just hasn't got the financial resources to do everything they want to do straight away.
I feel like I want to jump in now. I don't know why, but I just feel compelled right now to say this, Jonathan.
Yeah.
We're pre-qualifying people with a certain wallet. Let's say you're listening to this and you have budget. You're a subject matter expert. You're retired. Yeah. You've got millions in investments. You got lucky with Bitcoin and you're like, I want to make a course and share it with thousands of people. And I want to succeed with this before I pass away. If you're in that boat, man, hire me and Jonathan. You want us to build this? You want to build it? You want to add the automation? You want to buy pay-per-click advertising? You want to do search engine optimization? You want to tweak your calls to action and scale this thing and build it as quickly as possible? If you have budget, we can absolutely address these shortcomings. So we don't want to tell you this is impossible all the time. Yeah. This show is mainly for people that are, like Jonathan used the term, bootstrapping. Someone that's, working a 9-to-5 that wants to have some kind of side gig income that might grow over time to replace a job they don't like. If you're in that situation, well, then you got to take your time. You got to put in the effort. You got to do the work. If you're coming at it later phase of life, got plenty of budget, and you just want to do the project, man, we can jump over a lot of hoops and get you some success and audience pretty quickly. You can buy mail lists. You can do some certain things. But again, budget. Budget fixes a lot of things. Revenue and sales fixes a lot of things.
Yeah, it does. If you got the budget, we can help you get there much quicker. I'm just talking about the people that don't have the budget. Yeah, but we get all types coming at WP Tonic. We've had people that have spent a lot of money initially, but they knew who their audience was, and we worked with them. And because they knew their audience, they knew the niche well, and they knew the problems that niche had. It's fine. You can, and they had the budget and they moved forward and they got results. It just really depends. Do you know your audience? Do you know the niche? Yeah. Do you know the problems? And if you got the budget, you can accelerate the process quite rapidly. That's it. I think that's a good place to stop. What's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
We could keep it simple. Tell people to go to LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Annen on LinkedIn. Makes me easy to find.
And if you're looking, you can find all the episodes on iTunes, Spotify, and you find a lot more content that you're going to love on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. There's a load of content on there specifically for those that are trying to grow their membership website. We will be back next week with another great topic. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.